Football right around the corner. Seriously, it's here already. Joining us now to talk a little bit about high school football, preview some of what you will hear about on the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, our good friend Stephen Orr. You can hear the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show on our sister station, Sports Radio 1340 The Fan, 10 p.m. to midnight. Stephen, welcome back.
Good morning, Chad. How are you? Can you believe we're doing this again?
You know what? This is, it's great, isn't it? Football season.
It's something you look forward to, and at the same time, it seems like we just finished, but, everybody's getting ready in another, big year of football kicking off tonight.
And you know what I love? They're actually calling it week one.
Well, and we're going to take credit for that here at the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, because Tony and I have pitched a fit about that for years, and why would you have week zero?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
So I'm going to take credit personally for changing football in the state of Texas.
Congratulations, Stephen Orr, the king of football in Texas. What he says goes.
Yeah, something like that anyway.
Yeah, yeah, they all listen to him.
But really, I mean, it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of changes, some things that have happened. As far as realignment this year, going to make it really interesting. We've seen some schools change classifications, especially there in Lubbock with Friendship moving up. They're now playing with the big boys in 6A, what used to be 5A, and they'll be playing in the highest classification in the state of Texas. And let's see how their game translates to that next level up, and I think it will do pretty well. They start their season off tonight down at Odessa at Ratliff Stadium, taking on El Paso Burgess. Now, Burgess comes off a 3-7 season last year. Friendship was 12-1, making it to the regional semifinals, and I think they're probably going to win by 4 or 5 touchdowns.
Really?
But kind of a warm up game for them there. But you know, they're in the district now with. The Amarillo schools, Amarillo High School, Amarillo Tascosa. Then you roll into that Lubbock Monterey, who moved back up a classification, and Lubbock Coronado. So a pretty favorable district for them, I think, if they can avoid injuries and if they can get up and running early. Lubbock Coronado will take the field on Saturday. They travel down to Sweetwater. They're going to meet Weatherford there at the Mustang Bowl in Sweetwater. And Coronado struggled last year. They just couldn't put points on the board like they needed to, and they were 2-8. They'll start their season this year taking on Weatherford team that was 1-9 last year. So I think probably a decent chance for Coronado to get their season started off with a win. They're a touchdown favorite in that ball game. Monterey plays tomorrow night down in Odessa, taking on Odessa High School, and they come off a 3-8 season last year. Odessa was 6-6, and that's going to be a pretty tall order. I think Odessa probably has the slight edge there, but it'll be interesting to see. Monterey last year struggled terribly with very untimely miscues. A fumble, interception, just little things. They were in a lot of games, and then they would make that mistake, and it seemed like once they did, it was a snowball going downhill, and they just couldn't recover from it. So it'll be interesting to see what Monterey is like, you know, as far as their team development, and then again moving back up in that classification, how that's going to go for them. We get down into I'm stuck, Chad. I'm still going back to the old way.
Just wait till you get to six man, which is not six man.
There is no six man.
It's six man, and everybody knows it's six man.
And I'm still going to call it six man.
Absolutely,
you can't stop me. But when we talk about Lubbock, Cooper moved up a classification. They're now in 5A, and they start off taking on Idaloo. And if you've watched this series over the last 5 or 6 years, these teams like to break each other's hearts. And I don't think classification has anything to do with it. There have been come-from-behind victories. There's nail-biter games and a very tough start for Cooper, or a very challenging start for Cooper. Idaloo finished 8-4 last year, Cooper 11-3. Idaloo, it's going to be interesting to see what they can put on the field. How much did they lose last year, and where are they as a team? But these teams just battle it out. Pretty good rivalry game to start the season. And Cooper has a very stiff non-district schedule as they take on Idaloo to start off. Then in week 3, they've got Friendship. Then in week 4, they're going to play on television against Stephenville, the number one team in the state.
Wow.
So Cooper, you know, had a great season last year. They got a lot of momentum, had a really nice playoff run there, and they bring back a lot of experience, and I'm going to be interested to follow them and see how they go. Lubbock High School coming off their 2-8 season last year, they're going to start off in Sweetwater on Friday night, taking on the Sweetwater Mustangs, a team that was 4-6 last year. Some expectations for improvement there, and that should be a really good ball game. But I think the Westerners could start their season off with the win this year as well. Another really interesting game on Friday night has the Snyder Tigers coming up to take on Littlefield. And Snyder is a team that was 4-8 last year, but they lost three or four games by a total of 7 points. I mean, it was a field goal here, an extra point there. Snyder, a really strong team that just couldn't quite get it across the finish line, and that's taking on a Littlefield team that should be really tough, is always physical, and that's going to be a really good, nice ball game over there at Littlefield. Drop down a little bit lower, you've got New Deal taking on Dimmitt. That should be a warm-up game for New Deal. The Lions don't ever rebuild. They just reload, and I expect to say that from them this year. Another really interesting game, Leveland Lobos have probably one of the best teams, or that's what we're hearing out of Leveland, one of the better teams that they've had in 10 or more years. And a lot of excitement in Leveland about that football team. They take on, they host the Muleshoe Mules, a team that's traditionally really tough, and that'll be a good litmus test for Leveland starting out to see where they are. The Brownfield Cubs are going to take on Fort Stockton down at Midland at Grande Communications Stadium during that kickoff classic. Brownfield comes off a playoff run last year, but they've got some issues that have happened off the field, and they're going to end up running out a freshman quarterback. But everything you hear out of the scrimmage said he's been very effective and done a good job running that offense. So we'll see how they do against a higher classification Fort Stockton Panthers. Good game there. Slayton comes to Floydada to take on the Whirlwind. Slayton 5-6 last year. Floydada 1-9. Floydada's starting quarterback suffered a dislocated elbow last week, and he's out for at least 6 weeks, possibly the season. And that's a tough way for Floydada to have to start their district or their season. And we'll see how that goes. But Slayton, I think, could be improved. There you've got Lubbock Roosevelt taking on La Mesa. Another really good game has Abernathy 11-2 taking on a team that was 9-3 last year in Post. These teams were in the same district and played for a district championship the last week of the season last year. They'll come back this year and see who's gotten better and who's gotten worse, but that should be a dandy down in Post for that ball game. You want to talk a six-man football game that has me kind of interested is Lorenzo will travel down to take on Wellman Union. And Wellman Union is a team that's on the rise in six-man, but the really interesting thing about this is Isaac Martinez, the coach at Wellman Union, takes on his dad, Felix, who's the coach at Lorenzo. So father-son matchup there.
That'll be fun.
It ought to be a lot of fun. And when you look at where Wellman Union is coming from, they've struggled, but they started to get some momentum last year. Lorenzo, a team that's looking to build momentum as well. And then you throw in the family component, and you got to wonder if mom's going to have the house divided shirt, half in the Wellman Union colors and half in the Lorenzo colors.
We're visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, which you can hear tomorrow night, 10 p.m. to midnight. Stephen, we like to do this for folks who maybe just want to head out to a game this week. What are one or two games that are your must-see games?
I tell you what, the games that just jump off here at me, when I look at it, I think that Snyder-Littlefield game has a chance to be a really, really interesting football game. Abernathy and Post ought to be a great football game. And then I think Cooper and Idaloo, like I said, in the past, based on the past 5 years, that's going to be a good football game.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to get a little outside of the area, but something that's kind of unusual, Stephenville is going to host South Anchorage, Alaska. The team flew in last night. They will be at Stephenville. Temperature at game time expected to be 93 degrees.
That's a road trip. Now that.
I'm not sure.
How did that happen? Now, what classification is that? I mean, I feel bad for the Alaskan team. They're going to have to play all these teams in Texas this year. That's terrible.
Well, they, you know, know, it's just realignment. No, actually, Stephenville has done that. They've played Monterey Tech Mexico a couple of years, and they book one of those games like that. The Anchorage coach wanted to get his team out and see. They're one of the best teams in Alaska, all five of them, I guess.
Yeah, I was about to say, come on. I mean, how many?
But they're going to come in and play Stephenville, and I just, you know, it's neat to have those type of exchanges and,
oh, yeah,
and everything, but I just can't fathom doing that the first week of the season.
No, and you have to wonder how many fans from Anchorage are going to be there, if any.
Maybe a few moms and dads, but that's it. And, you know, Stephenville is football crazy, so they're going to see what Texas high school football is like in a big way in that ball game.
Yeah, I guess that'll be kind of cool to see. I mean, if you're from Alaska, you'd be like, okay, so this is what they mean. This is what they talk about with high school football in Texas.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm not saying that they don't play a good brand of football, but just the speed and the intensity and everything like that, I've got a feeling it's going to be a rather lopsided score. However, last year, Monterey Tech, which is the biggest high school in Mexico, and they've been playing big schools in Texas for several years, actually upset Stephenville.
Wow.
First time they had won a game, and I'm trying to remember, a game against a team of comparable size. They had beaten a couple of teams that were smaller, would be considered smaller classifications, but Stephenville started their season off with a loss to Monterey Tech last year, so.
And that's why they went to Anchorage this year. That's why they're saying, okay, Anchorage, y'all come
down. All right, Anchorage, y'all come down here.
Y'all come down here. Hey, Stephen Orr, appreciate it. West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We'll be listening Friday night, 10 p.m. to midnight. Always appreciate you, man.
Great, Chad. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
We'll go ahead. We'll take the break. Man, that is a road trip. I don't think they did that on buses. Man, that'd be terrible. We'll be right back.